Let me take you to Deuteronomy 28, start with verse 1 through 14, and I want to show you the blessings that God promised if we would obey Him in Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. I just want to show you the promises there, what God promised if we would, and it shall come to pass. Now, what does that first line say? It shall. Not maybe, did he? It shall. If God said it shall come to pass, it's going to happen, right? That's what he said. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now, what do you see in those two verses? You see where he says you must obey him. Is that right? If you hearken to his commandments and keep them, what's he promised to do to you if you obey him? He's going to bless your socks off. Do you like that?
Yes.
Everybody likes that. Well, let's see what the blessings are. Let's run down through them right quick in verse 3 and 4. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, that's your children, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your goats, and the flocks of your sheep. Verse 5 and 6. Blessed shall you be your basket in your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Verse 7 and 8. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. 9 and 10. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Verse 11 and 12. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your ground, and the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain unto your land in season, and to bless all your works of their hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow. Boy, that tells us where we are today, doesn't it? We don't even know how many $1 trillion in debt we are anymore, do we? Verse 13 and 14. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the works which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. All the way down through there, you notice how many times it said, the Lord is going to do this for you. Who's in control? The Lord. He's going to bless your socks off. He's going to bless your children. He's going to bless you with money. He's going to bless you with knowledge and wisdom. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. If you obey. I like all of those, don't you?
Yes.
Not one single thing that I didn't like in that whole list. It was good, but if it was good back then, it's still good today. You know that? So if I obey him, he's going to bless my socks off. Is that what he said? That's Texas slang for what we just read. If you obey, he's going to bless your socks off, and he's going to bless them back on again. I love that, don't you, brother? Now then, let's see what happens if we don't obey him. Let's see what verse 15 and on says. 15 says, but it shall come to pass. Uh-oh, there that is again. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Verse 17 and 18. Cursed shall be your basket and your store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. That's your children. And the fruit of the land, the increase of your goats and the flocks of your sheep. Go down to about verse 20, or 22 and 23. And the heavens that is over your head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Verse 24 and 5. The Lord, listen, and who?
The Lord.
The Lord shall make the rain of their land powder and dust from heaven, shall he come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The who?
Lord.
The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before your enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 26 and 27. And your carcasses shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt. Who's going to put the botch of Egypt on you?
The Lord.
Yeah, pretty clear. And with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof you cannot be healed. The itch that cannot be healed. That's eczema. That's what we call eczema today. The itch that cannot be healed. Let me tell you, it can be healed. When you repent of sin, it can be. But man, it cannot be. Verse 28 and 29. The Lord shall smite thee with madness. Who did that?
The Lord.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, I thought God didn't do these kind of things. You know, the average person in church, you ask him, do you believe God will put blindness on you? Absolutely not. You believe God would put hemorrhoids on me? Absolutely not. You believe God would make me sick? Absolutely not. I mean, they hadn't read the word very well, have they? And the Lord shall smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropeth into darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Do you know people that live right there today? I know people in the church that live right there today. If they're living right there, what's wrong? They're not obeying God. Now then, the verse 30 and 31, let's see. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. That's what every man wants, isn't it? To go out and find you a sweetheart, and you decide you're going to marry this girl, and you ask her to marry you, and you find out she's sleeping with some other guy. That makes your whole day, doesn't it? That's not exactly what you want, is it? No, not at all. But you shall betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your ass shall be violently taken away, but from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Your sheep shall be given unto your enemies, and you shall have none to rescue them. Verse 32 and 33. Your sons and your daughters shall be given unto another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and you shall be no might in your hand. The fruit of your land and all their labors and nations which thou knowest not eat up, thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away. Go down to 65. There's a bunch of these in here, and every one of them. And among the nations shall find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and a failing of eyes and sorrow of man, and your life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of your life. 63 and 64. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you. Now, who's going to destroy you? That's what it says. And to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter you among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood or stone. Where's the one, Dave, I'm looking for about, and anything is not written? What verse is that? Oh, 61? Okay, go back to 61, and let's look at that, and let's see. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all... Okay, there's verse 60 and 61. Moreover, he, God, will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Okay, 59. Back up to 59 then. Let's see. That's not exactly the way I understand wonderful. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful. It would have been better if he had said, and I'm going to make your plagues awful. But he says wonderful. Then the Lord will make their plagues wonderful or awful, and the plagues of your seed, your children, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Now, do you think it's going to do us good if we're going to disobey God? You know why so many people in church are sick? Because they've not obeyed God. Do you see that? I mean, if you come to one of my healing schools and you go home saying sin and sickness is not directly related, I missed it. Somewhere I missed it. I don't know how in the world I missed it, because I cover it. I want to make sure you know that if you are sick or your children are sick, there is some kind of sin in your life. Well, what do you have to do to get rid of that sin?
Repent.
It's so difficult. Just say, Lord, forgive me. What did that family have to do in Oregon? Repent. When that mother repented of her sin, one prayer was prayed, and the little girl was completely healed. Isn't God wonderful?
Amen.
See? Now, what if that couple had have never realized that sin's what made their little girl sick? That little girl could have lived to be 60, 70 years old and died with her eczema and never been healed and clawed and scratched all of her life. Dave put up with it for 40-something years before he got healed. I mean, he was awful. If you haven't seen his DVD, Sickness is Satanic Oppression, you need to see it, right, brother? I mean, people don't realize how bad a shape Dave was in, do they? He was awful. I got to see him. We got to walk through it with him. He was here during that time. But praise God, he got healed. So now then, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 14, I'm going to show you where your miracle is at. I'm going to show you how you release your faith. Romans 10, 8 through 14. Look what this says. Romans 10, 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, where is your miracle? In your mouth and in your heart. Now, a lot of us get it in our mouths because it comes from our brain. But when you speak with your mouth and it comes from your heart, it'll produce God's type of healing.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Is Any Sick Among You? In its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.